Hey everyone, this is Eric from Throwback Theater. If you're listening to this today on the day that it comes out, happy Halloween. It's going to be like nine of you for everyone else. You blew it. Sorry, you blew it. I have some good news and some bad news about this episode, but let's start with the good news. The good news is this is a pretty decent episode. We started to mix some stuff up. There are some new segments in the show that you will hear, as well as we have started to live stream the recordings of our show, which we do once a month. We do, you know, four or five movies, one or two sittings or so, and you'll be able to find us on Twitter to find out when we will be recording those shows so that you can actually jump on, watch us, and interact with us, save out messages with us, so that'd be pretty cool. The bad news is we had some technical issues with this episode. At some point in the recording, it just stopped. I'm not sure why. We had recorded the whole episode, but only half of it saved. So what we had to do was pull the audio from our YouTube, which was just recorded with just a normal camera. It's attached to a PlayStation. So the audio is not very good. I think that you can still hear everything. It's really not bad. It's just not as good as it normally is. So if that turns you off, I'm sorry. Give it a chance. If it bugs you too much, that's all right. But just enjoy the episode, I guess, and I hope you love it. Thanks. Hello and happy Halloween! Yes, I am Eric Lutz.
Boo!
And I'm Lee.
That was really scary.
That was...
Thank you.
I don't know if I can top that. This is Lucas just being real scared here in the corner.
I'm Chris. Hey guys.
And we have watched Hocus Motherfucking Pocus. Let's talk about it. We are also live streaming right now, so there will be some interruptions from our three listeners, mostly Doug and Brian.
Great people. If you don't know them, you should.
I really do want to say, though, that like I like that we have, like, you know, like 30 listeners or
but
so.
But
like,
there's strong fan base. It's a strong fan base.
Exactly.
Strong fan base. That's what you want.
And you guys get to say, I knew them before they were big. Good on you.
And Brian's just giving us some real and funny
Hercus Percus.
Some puns.
So this is our Halloween special, so I think we should all go around and say what we remember about this movie.
And
Chris,
why we picked this movie.
Yeah, why we
picked it. Who picked this movie?
We collectively picked for our
Now,
Halloween
unfortunately,
special.
We were going to have DJ. DJ loves this movie. He actually named his cat Binks.
Who looks very...
Right, yeah. But I never realized why his cat was named Binks
until you rewatch it.
Yeah, until I rewatch it. Yeah.
See?
So,
culture.
Chris, take it away.
Okay. So where I'm at with this movie is I am a longtime hater on this movie. Because
I did not know that.
I am. I really shit on people because
he hates
of this
Halloween.
Movie. No, I love Halloween, and that's
Chris has always been saying, fuck Halloween, it's the
corporate
devil's candy
corporate devil.
Can't get him to stop.
Candy companies invented.
It's hard.
No, I'm a big Halloween fan, and this movie, every year around Halloween, everyone's like, Hocus Pocus, and they just gush and get wet over this movie. And it always kind of pissed me off, but I haven't seen it since I was a child. So I was rewatching it with fresh eyes. I was trying to be accepting to it, and I have some opinions about it. But I remember not liking this movie as a kid, but I have things to say, and they're good and bad, and the movie is not as awful as I have shit on it in the past.
Okay. I have a very similar approach, but I want to hear from you, Lucas, first.
I vaguely remember this movie because in Brazil we don't celebrate Halloween the way Americans do.
Awesome.
Yes.
With guys, can I get a, can I get a USA? USA.
No. No. So wait, what do you mean?
It's just
explain it to us.
It's just very more low key. Like the
do
only
you trick or treat?
Not really. No.
Do you get drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
We do the college Halloween celebration. We just get drunk and dress in. Yeah, Doug is saying USA. He knows it.
We got
But like we don't go trick or treating. Some people try to do it, and some people do give candy away because they follow the whole idea. But it's not common; it's not popular still. But like people do dress up for Halloween, and it's pretty much just for parties. It's nothing more than just celebrating
actually,
parties.
Before
like that.
We go on, I feel like I want to ask: what are you guys dressing up as for Halloween? Anything?
This is one of the first ones in a while that I don't have an outfit.
I mean, I'm gonna put it together tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. What about the listeners? Is anyone dressing up for Halloween this year? If so, what?
I was thinking of going as Rick from Rick and Morty.
I thought you were gonna say Walking Dead.
That one's too.
If the power goes out,
that would be too spooky.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't. I'm like probably gonna dress. So.
But then me and Chris were talking about going as Pablo Escobar and his cousin. From Narcos.
You're already halfway there. Actually, the lady
you
and I
bastards.
are going. I'm going as Beetlejuice from the end of the movie, and she's going as Lydia. So she has like
so you have a little head?
By the end of the movie.
Well, when
do
when
you have a shrank head?
Yeah, you know how tiny my head is, guys. Come on.
Is it that tiny?
I have like a suit. She has a red wedding dress. So that's.
Nice.
Sorry, that's our adorable couple's costume.
Oh, so that ending, not the old actual ending.
Not the ending, just the climax.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, guys, there's going to be a sequel.
Yes.
Apparently. What about that? Supposedly.
Yes.
Hold on.
But okay. Going back to what I remember
from
the movie.
That's a whole thing.
What I remember from the movie was mainly the talking cat and part of the special effects. The witches flying around.
Good or bad?
Being a kid, they were good. Okay. And now, I still think they hold up.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Yeah, I think they're fine. I think they hold up.
Lee?
I almost verbatim agree with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really grow up with this, and the witches as a child just annoyed the hell out of me. And as I was watching this, I remembered scenes that I didn't know I had watched because this was on in the background so many times growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I watched it in one cohesive piece, but over like 8 Halloweens, I think I pieced it together. So, yeah, I didn't
really... So this
really,
is the first time you
sat down and watched
and,
it.
And like
soberly watched this movie.
Yeah, and I'm on the same boat with Chris, and I'm excited actually to talk about it.
I honestly could not agree more with both of you guys. People shit their pants over this movie, and
people get really excited about.
Well, here's what it is. I think it's because I feel like the.
Is it because they watch it when they're really young?
Well, maybe because
I can understand why.
Yeah, it plays into it. Definitely.
People seem to love the witches. I'd say so much of this movie is the witches. Is focused like not a lot of movies focus on the bad guys. This movie, I care more about the witches than I do in these fucking kids.
They're iconic because they're supposed to be the legend of the town,
right?
And they're the whole history of the city.
Really, like most of the kids in this movie are just running around going, "There's witches after us." But like the witches are the ones that they're almost like the Three Stooges. You know what?
They are the Three Stooges. No, that's a very solid point.
That was actually, I bet the pitch for this movie was like, "All right, witches, imagine the Three Stooges." But they're witches. And then Disney was like, here's $20 million. I have no idea what this movie cost.
30,
actually.
I believe.
Oh, okay.
Serious?
There you go.
Because this was originally supposed to be a Disney Channel original movie.
It was supposed to be only for TV, yeah.
Yeah, this had a...
And it made
this
30,
was theatrically
it made like 35,
yeah, but it was planned to just be a TV movie.
Oh.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right, I want Lucas here to give me the plot in 30 seconds. Go.
Oh, me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so... These witches, it starts in the 1600s. These witches get trapped and they just get killed and they curse this guy to become a cat. And then we jump to present time.
Where?
In Salem. And they have to, this virgin kid just blows up a candle, invokes the witches back on. And now this virgin kid, his little sister, and this hot girl that he likes it needs to take these witches down, and that's the plot of the movie until they actually do take them down.
Okay. So I'm going to revert all the way back to the beginning there, when it starts in the 1600s, there's a dead little girl in this movie in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
This movie opens with a dead child. Yeah, they suck the life out of that little child, and she fucking straight up dies.
Yeah.
She's old and gray. Yeah.
Is very dark.
Yeah, the opening in this movie
but
it's
awesome.
Witches.
I really liked it.
Yeah. But for Disney, I was like, oh, wow, shit, there's a dead girl on screen.
Yeah.
Like, you see her corpse.
But also,
I don't think they focus on it. And like, look at this bitch's bloody corpse.
She's there, though.
The parents are obviously distressed.
Yeah, well, it's her brother, right?
Yes, it is
Jinx.
A brother.
Yeah,
it's
the brother? Okay.
Binks.
Yeah, Binks. He goes after them,
and
then he gets caught up in the thing, and they make him, because he disrupts their potion, they turn him into a cat for eternity.
My problem with the beginning of this movie is there's two weird things.
With the opening?
Yes. It's because the house that the witches live are so obvious a witch's hideout.
It's a cottage.
But like
they're not in hiding.
But shouldn't they be?
Yes, I agree. Because even with like the other dude, I don't know.
Because
he doesn't have a name.
As soon as the girl disappears, the first thing you say, oh, the witches had him. And they all just go with pretty much pitchforks.
Yeah, they're an angry mob.
Yeah. Yes.
But the movie opens with her being like led into the woods by, I think, Bette Midler, who is the lead witch sister. Yeah. And there's another kid who's with Binks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, she's a goner. Yeah. Like they're brewing their shit, and there's like purple clouds coming out
again,
of the woods.
Again, that's why it's fascinating. They know they're there.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, they're not hiding.
That really took me out a little bit in the beginning.
This is like colonized United States. People have traveled here to be not prosecuted for their beliefs, and these witches came here, and I don't know. There's this mysticism with Salem, and so they're trying to start a new life, but they're the evil people there. So
and they are evil people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this
killed
movie.
A girl.
Yeah.
They do.
And they're also in that scene. They're throwing.
We have someone else. Christine is on.
They're throwing. They're throwing chunks of human toes, men's dead toes.
I assume that they were like just graveyard toes.
Right. They are, or whatever. They're from a corpse, but they're throwing toes at each other for their potion because it requires
it. But that's witch
it.
Fun.
I mean, also,
but they also bite off part of their own tongue and then spit it into the cauldron.
They're also not very good witches.
No,
they're dummies.
Because as soon
they're the stooges.
As soon as Binks shows up, they don't do any spells, and then they suddenly have a lot of power and can just like shoot lasers out of their hands.
But
and
that's their fallacy. They are
dumb.
People that have this unordinary power of magic, but they're idiots. That's their
they I mean they really are the Three Stooges as witches.
Yeah,
that's all they are.
So do any of the actresses wear makeup, or are they, or is this just
Bette Midler definitely has fake teeth in? Yeah,
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's
her actual teeth, right?
Sarah Jessica Parker has ever looked in her
life.
Yes,
let's get to the real matter of this.
Spend the next 30 minutes of the podcast.
It's real fucking creepy.
She's
very pale.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait. Why is it creepy?
The bus driver is just a horn dog. Gross.
But if she's an adult,
isn't he allowed to hit an older woman
and she say yes to it?
The cut with the him, her sitting on the lap
isn't
in the bus,
necessary.
It was weird.
Oh, isn't necessary,
yeah.
But...
He's making
but
all
she
these.
She does.
Like,
she flirts with men the entire time.
It went
that's
a little too far.
Because she doesn't
went
know.
A little too far.
Yeah, she's always like, oh, the boys will like me.
And I got it like immediately.
She's making out with the mummy at the dance.
That was fine. It was just, there were moments that, like, tone it down a little bit. Tone it down a little bit.
Because it's a Disney movie? Lee, we've already.
This is
we've
90s,
already seen a child's corpse.
This is
90s. She's just hitting on dudes.
No, I understand.
Also, this is apparently the first Disney movie to use the term virgin ever.
And they use it like fucking a dozen times.
Oh, so many times.
No one can believe that this kid is a virgin. You're a virgin.
Because he's from California, man.
So many great jokes on the virgin.
To be honest.
Yes. No,
you never got your butthole
licked? I agree.
I love that line.
That's
a
line
from the movie.
Wait.
Swear to God.
Yeah. I'll back it up.
It's...
Oh,
so
man.
We're having a college reunion on our stream.
Yeah, we really are.
our avid fans are.
So Christine said that she'd never actually seen the movie and that she misses us, which is not helpful to us.
Well, go watch the movie and start talking to us about it.
Anyway, you can watch a 90-minute movie in the next 20 minutes or so.
I mean, just watch the highlights. I'm sure YouTube has.
So Oh, boy, so much to talk about.
Yeah,
the
really.
The bus driver.
Okay, so, okay, well, what happens...
Let's talk about the plot.
So, this whole thing that we're talking about, the killing of the little girl in the 1600s, and then the angry mob shows up.
Why do they do it?
Why?
Yeah, why do they...
because they're witches.
The little girl.
But no. They do it for youth.
What?
Witches. Okay, yeah.
The witches are trying to stay young forever. They can live forever if they suck the life out of children.
This is exactly my point here. We keep talking about the witches because everyone remembers the witches. We haven't talked about the children who are the main characters.
They're still not in the movie
but
yet.
But the catalyst for the
film...
But
we don't need to get through point by point through this movie. Yes. This will take forever.
Well,
we're
but the
like
point
15
of the movie is that
so.
These witches...
Eric, this is very important.
They need to have children
scenario
to live forever.
Right.
So that's what
yeah, that's
sucking
we're gonna,
people's
but now,
life.
But now
force.
This kid comes in and it's a new school.
1993,
great year. 94, man.
No, they say in the movie 93.
Okay,
it was released in 94.
Because okay,
gotcha.
Oh,
I
know
such
nope.
an idiot.
Nope.
Right now.
It's okay.
But I so wrote, this kid's first day in school, he insults the whole town by like calling them idiots.
Yes,
and, it's like, no wonder you don't have friends. You suck.
Because I also wrote this quote, and I don't remember if it was the actual main kid that says it. Because I didn't. I just wrote a little two bag. So I assume is
little tool bag.
Yeah,
tool
no, bag. I think you're right.
Because like in the beginning, I don't like the kid. Like the main character gets real annoying, like from the get-go.
He's an angsty high schooler.
I disagree. I think he follows a different path than most of these 90s.
Well,
films.
He's from California.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He's pissed because they moved.
Yes,
he's pissed
but across the country.
But he
doesn't make him less of a tool bag.
No, but he's separated from the community. Whereas the other movies that we've talked about,
true.
These people are they're in their normal lives and they're just crushed. This guy is an outsider and he's like, I don't give
also
a fuck.
Has two parents together. Who are
yes.
both supportive?
Yes.
So
it's one of the
yeah.
first families.
It's
yes.
very different.
Yeah.
No, no parental troubles other than he's
yeah.
pissed that they moved.
Yeah. So I don't have an issue with the protagonist. Is what I'm saying.
No, neither do I.
Yeah. I don't really have an issue with him. No, I'm just saying he was like that first scene. I was
yeah,
my
he's
note.
A tool
I was
bag.
Like, oh,
he's a
kind
tool
of,
bag
kind of
in
a
the
dick
beginning.
Here.
Because but, he this is the family name. He goes to hit on the girl, and his one line that I thought was just. Weird. He just goes and is like, in case Jimi Hendrix shows up, here's my number, and just gives her.
I thought that was smooth.
Yeah, I liked
but
it.
But I
he's
honestly.
A classic rock fan.
I didn't get it. Why? I don't get the whole
Jimi
Hendrix.
She's talking about ghosts being real and witches and stuff, and he's
is
like,
is that
oh.
a song lyric from Jimi
no,
Hendrix?
He's
no,
wearing
no,
tie dye. He's a drummer.
He's making a joke and hitting on her at the same time. He's saying, oh, like if ghosts were like, oh, if you see
oh,
Jimi
because
Hendrix
is dead.
Give him my
gotcha.
Number.
Yeah.
He's, yeah.
Okay. I just honestly didn't get it.
Oh
well,
I
want to talk about some other kids. I want to talk about Ice and his friend. The
oh,
boy.
I have here
his name
best.
Is Ernie.
yes,
I'm
going to
call him Ice.
It's Jay. The dude is Jay and Ernie. Ice,
aka
Ice,
alias Ice. And he has, in case you forget that his name is Ice, he has it shaved into the back.
Was
of his
pre Vanilla Ice? Because I actually don't know.
I don't
know
either.
No, I think this was after.
I know. Okay. Do you want to know why I know this sad truth?
Yep.
Because you love Vanilla Ice.
No, because the number one song that was popular in the country on the day I was born was Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
So when the screenplay was being written, this was a.
it was absolutely considered, yeah.
Okay, well, they are the, in my opinion, my favorite 90s villains.
Of all time?
Of all the bullies.
Like these particular two?
Yes.
Or just like that kind
yeah.
of like the
yeah.
two goofballs?
Yeah, well, no, they're clearly the high school bullies that we see in Blank Check and all these other movies that we've watched. And they to me were like the most like laughably funny.
They find him, they pick him off in a cemetery and then steal his shoes.
And they're very
then,
friendly
the
about
end,
it.
And then he
just lets him go in cages and then the movie ends and they're still stuck in
yeah.
cages.
Yeah.
In the
yes.
I like
I
that.
Love
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I like that.
And can I just say, I do think this movie was slightly sponsored by Nike because the shoes that were stolen, they mentioned the model and I'm like, this is 93, I don't know anything about 93 sneakers.
They make a big deal.
And then they unzip a bag and there's like a Nike sign perfectly in frame. There was intentional Nike symbolism.
It's Disney, they got that sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, after working doing this, I was talking to Eric earlier today, working on the art department and just having to do with all this clearance stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff that we only choose because these companies says that we can use it for no, like, without paying them any money. So I feel like...
But they went out of their way.
No, because like, we went out of the way. Like, they wanted to have... We're shooting a bar in this movie, and it was like, oh, like, we need bar signs and beer signs. Mm. who can we get? So we contacted a bunch of them, and then like Anheuser-Busch said yes and gave us
all the rights.
They gave us like, we have props from Anheuser-Busch. Like they gave us free stuff
to promote it,
to just put it up there, and it's just right up there, and we have to do anything about
it. Let's get. I have so many notes.
Oh, we're still not even into
this. Could be the Halloween special.
Yeah, this is the Halloween special.
Well, like, but like length.
So
in
you're
the
right.
Movie, I mean, the Rambi one was long.
Yeah.
It is Halloween, and
I do like the idea of like witches coming back on Halloween, and everyone just thinks that they're dressed.
Well, how
up.
Do they? How do the witches get back, Eric?
Oh man.
They fly.
No.
God, fuck you, Eric.
I'm leaving.
Max, our main guy.
Oh,
Max,
yeah. He lights
a
candle.
Who is a virgin?
He blows the candle off.
No, he lights the candle.
When he lights,
with a Zippo that is dusty and still has lighter fluid in it. After that's like the Jeep in Jurassic Park movie. Like, you can't pick a Zippo that's dusty off a thing and fucking light it up. That lighter fluid is long.
Oh, he does it in such a cool way. He like snaps it off his leg. Yeah.
Not gonna happen.
But, so the house that the witches lived in was turned into a museum by the town. And the museum also shut down because, quote-unquote, spooky things kept happening there. So he's like, okay, he's taking his sister trick-or-treating because she's a whiny young girl. Ooh, I like her.
She's not whiny.
No, she's not. She's actually gross.
She
he's actually, he's more whiny
he's,
than
yeah,
she is.
He's the dick.
Well, he's a virgin.
He's the virgin.
That's why he's so whiny.
Ambos. Implying that she's not a virgin. She's like, come on.
She knows how that works. She's from California, man.
She knows.
So they go trick-or-treating, and they run into the love interest of Max. They trick-or-treat at her house.
Allison.
And her parents are having a party. Now, this is where I want to pause real quick, because her parents' party is like a weird...
My note?
Okay.
Awesome party?
Well, no, but it's a weird, like... colonial masquerade party.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now wait. Your note might be the same as my note. Because,
I don't think it is.
Well,
okay.
What I wrote down was Allison's parents are either purging or they're having a sex orgy. Now, weird connection. I looked up Allison's
filmography. Yes.
Allison is in the movie Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
Yes.
That was going to be my note.
So they are having a sex orgy. That's where I'm getting.
Because my note was just like, I saw that part. I was like, what a bunch of fucking rich snobs.
Oh, and she says, she's like, oh, they do the same party every year because they're all sacrificing and orgying.
Because that looks like the most like 1800 party you could have. Because first of all,
masquerade
like,
kind
in the whole city of Bercy.
Oh, her dress
person.
Must have cost like $2,000.
Oh, they are just rich bastards in that.
They make
house.
A comment on that.
They do.
Yeah, she is. She's
taking on the candy
because
like,
parents.
Yeah,
they have full size candy bars. That's how you know that they're rich. No.
Wow.
<she's rich. laughs>
Okay.
Nice.
So.
Nice, Doug.
So the thing is that he lights this candle in the museum,
mm-hmm.
and
if we go through the whole plot, we're gonna be
right. The witches got hung. Essentially, the angry townsfolk captured them, hung them,
uh-huh.
and they were like, "Oh, you assholes! We'll be back. I read my spell from my book, and when someone lights this candle on Halloween, we'll be back." Which is
a stretch to threaten people with.
It
needs to be a virgin,
right? So that's a really small loophole.
Very specific.
Like a virgin has to light this candle on Halloween night in order for them to come back.
That's why it's
grave.
Taken 300 years, though.
They found the best asshole virgin to do this for them.
Yeah
so they go
he's
to Allison's house.
He's an asshole.
That
it's
means
all
he's only done it in the butt.
I walked into that one.
butt sex for Jesus.
So there's two parts, they're both with the witches. One is when they get on the bus, and the creepy bus driver.
He's
I love
like a
that
character.
Scene.
Okay,
because
now we have these 1600, like 16,000, like the 1600s, which
they've been dead
and,
for 300 years.
Yes,
and they come back and they don't
and
know.
They don't understand anything that's going on.
Another
the
20
buses,
years.
The cars, and technology,
which
and
is why
shit.
A sequel could happen.
Sure.
Yeah,
but
well, except they spoilers, they explode. But
There's a part where the witches.
They're witches, man. Yeah. They don't die.
So
the book is still alive.
The weirdest part for me is when the witches see the devil and the devil invites them into.
I love this
love
house.
It. I love it.
I love
it. Well, yeah, no, I liked it, but I thought it was a party, and it just it wasn't.
I thought it was a party too.
No, it's just that dude sick of his nagging wife.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
that scene makes that movie worth.
He's
so
also
much.
From something. The guy who is the host there. The guy who dressed as the devil. Who they mistake as
the actual devil.
And they keep calling him like, my lord. He's giving him, yeah. And he brings him into the house and he's slow dancing
with Sarah J. Parker.
It
just gets real freaky with all of these people.
She looks hot in this movie.
Oh, she's so hot.
And she normally looks like a foot. But she looks really good in this movie.
Like the Rocco character. Do you remember the Rocco character where it's a foot in...
Yeah, deep reference, but yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you. Thank you. The four people... Well, nobody's going to get this, but... The four people that listen to this...
Yeah, that's generally how Sarah Jessica Parker looks. But in this one, she looks... Maybe it's
the... She's a horse face.
She's wearing really heavy makeup, though. And she's... It's 93.
Actually, no. I would say she's wearing the least amount of makeup she ever wore.
Oh, I thought they, like, paled her up a lot.
Well, she just looks pale.
But she's the only one that looks like she's really pale. Right. She has that really pale hair.
I don't think pale makes people hot, though.
Eh.
So okay.
Guess I'm not saying I'm a necrophiliac,
but
you know.
Dead people are hot.
I mean, sometimes.
So I want to talk about the adults. So this is a children's movie, so the adults are going to be...
Oh, are we going to the dance scene?
Well, yes.
Oh.
So the way they get rid of all of the adults on
Which
Halloween
works well.
Yeah, is that they're put
not like you
for a dance number at this ball that all the adults in Salem are attending. The witches come in and they do this like music number, and all the adults can't stop dancing. And then so
well, they put a spell. She sings because it's Bette Midler, so she
that's
sings
CCR, right?
Which I put a spell on her.
Yeah.
Well, that's the weirdest part. That part took me out of the movie, if I'm being honest. Because
that
witches,
one part?
Yes.
How about here,
a cop on broom?
You're like, oh, I'm going to pull you over. And I'm like,
on,
you're not, how do you know about cops?
They didn't know about buses. They didn't know what a bus was, but they know all the lyrics to Put a Spell on You?
It's a comic she sings, though.
Huh?
The band is singing that. She's Bette Midler sings like a hoogie boogie, you do
she,
you, and like
no,
puts
she
a curse
that,
on.
No. She's singing. I think she does sing. I Put a Spell on You, but is a remix weird? Like she's not singing the exact words.
No, I don't. Am I the only one who? I thought the band was playing a cover of that song, and Bette Midler sings her own thing.
I don't buy
it.
You guys are overthinking this.
No. I think she.
I think she sings the song.
I think you guys are wrong.
There are certain things that you have to buy because it's a comedy. Because when
you're
she's
right.
a cop on the broomstick, they wouldn't know that.
I do love the dance scene.
And I do like when the witch gets on the vacuum cleaner.
It's awesome.
That was Kathy the genie.
So how does that work though? Any cleaning product, it becomes a thing.
Well, it's a. I mean, that was the one thing that gave me a chuckle. Honestly, like I laughed.
Can they make anything fly?
No, I think it's because it's a broom closet. But, it's a vacuum cleaner and a mop and a broom. That's like, I think
wow,
that's
a good pickup.
No, I do think it's I agree with you. I think it's just that you can make anything of those work, as long as it's a cleaning.
I thought that was a really funny gag. Actually,
I also think it's I also think
but it does play with the rules of the universe.
Yes,
which in a comedy. You have to just go with it. In my opinion, I understand.
No, you need to.
Did that really take you out of it? Because at that point, you just got
to
accept that.
It did.
Okay.
Well, did we talk about the curse that she puts on the parents? Because she sings a song, and then they all listen.
And force them to dance.
And they have to dance until they die.
I missed that.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
All night long.
How did I...
In the lyrics, she's saying, like, you got to dance, and that's why they dance. They have to dance until they're dead.
And the only way...
I missed...
Because
all of that.
The only reason that the kids go back home later on in the movie and it's like, oh, my parents are not home. Maybe they're having fun.
And then it's like 5 a.m.
Whenever the witches are destroying the end of the movie, you see they have a scene where the parents are just coming out like, oh, it's a great party.
The line is, which is funny, they're like, oh, like, oh, I thought L.A. was a party town. And they're just all covered in sweat and exhausted.
Because they can't stop dancing because she put a spell on them.
Which apparently they don't realize that they can't stop because they're like, the mom is having a blast.
Oh, yeah. they never feel like
I want to party to death.
The mom is also dressed as Madonna and has like the cone titties.
And, that was a
choice that was made in a Disney movie.
Hey,
this movie has a lot of sexual jokes to it.
Oh yeah, the bus driver.
I mean, the whole movie has a sexual...
Sarah Jessica Parker
the Yambos
just to be a sex bait.
She's a ditz.
She's a ditz.
But, I mean, we're talking about, like, the Yambo talk. There's the whole awkward, like, breast talk. Mm-hmm. There's the bus driver. There's...
You don't see that in Disney movies anymore.
You don't. But
let's bring that back.
To be honest,
we need more dead kids in Disney movies. Yeah. That's really what we need.
It's kind of... I get the joke, but it's not small. I don't know. It doesn't work for me too much. It's overused.
We haven't talked about Binks at all.
Well, all right, before we go on, I want to break into a segment we have here. We've been talking for a while, and I want to introduce a brand new segment for hopefully future podcast. I want to call it Strange Connections.
Wow.
Really? Really?
Welcome.
Thank you. So this is the part of the show. I realize that when I watch these movies, I always recognize background actors, and I always wonder where they're from. How I recognize them. What's that?
Who did you find in this one?
I actually have a lot for these. I have a lot of...
For Hocus Pocus.
But I have one in particular that I want to talk about. I'm just going to run through a few of them here. Well, obviously, we didn't talk about how Danny, the little girl, is Thora Birch.
Whoa. That's also for where they are.
I know. I just wanted to touch upon that. That's Thora Birch from American Beauty and Ghost World.
We'll get to it.
The little girl who shows her titties in American Beauty.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You ruined my. Wow. That was my wound.
I thought we all. Okay. All right. Wow. Sorry.
That was God my.
Wound. I didn't realize that.
Wow. Yeah.
Because
shit,
they don't look alike.
Mm, yeah.
They don't look alike at all. Because Jane in American Beauty has a lot of makeup.
Yeah, well,
to make her
puberty hit her like a fucking shovel.
No. Even if you see her pictures from actual that time in American Beauty, they really bring her down.
Well, that's American Beauty was what, 99?
Yeah,
so that's only 6 years after this movie that she did a topless scene.
No,
it's not truly.
No, American Beauty was. Oh shit, that was 99, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, she was about, because I think she was born like in 87. So she was about, like, 13.
Oh, yeah, shit.
When this movie...
That's what Doug said. Doug said she's 12.
Yeah. I think she was, like, 12, 13.
I thought she was a lot younger.
Doug is our fact checker, by the way.
Thank you, Doug.
We pay him nothing.
So there's...
Oh, so she was, like, she was barely 18 when she's in American Beauty.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
So there's...
It would not let an underage show her...
A few people here, I just want to glance over that aren't my main things here, but...
Oh,
so the.
For 1 second?
What?
Because I
interrupt my... What?
I am, because I just read this and it has to do with what we're talking about. Apparently, the house shown behind Max while they're talking in one part of the scene is the same house used in American Beauty.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's the strange connection right there. That's why we call it Strange Connections.
Yeah, I'm just reading that right now. Wow. That's... Huh.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have more?
I have a lot more.
He has the one that he still has not talked about.
The larger witch, Mary. I was trying to think of. I recognize her. She's in another Disney Channel original movie that I've talked to you guys about called The Scream Team that they actually stopped showing on Disney Channel because it was scaring kids too much. That
no
I
way.
Remember and I love. But she's also the mom in Rat Race.
Yeah. Is she on
Kathy
SNL?
I mean, she has a lot.
Kathy.
I think she's an SNL member.
Kathy?
Maybe. Well, yeah.
Is she?
The larger one.
She's Peggy.
Keep that in your back pocket for the end of the segment.
She's also Peggy from King of the Hill.
Okay. So, the dude that plays Jay, the blonde, long-haired bully, he's apparently in Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew that.
So, that's just a little note there.
Who's he in Stranger Things?
Lead agent.
Okay.
The guy who plays Billy Butcherson, which we have not talked about, but he plays the zombie. He plays the Fawn.
Yeah, he's the hand guy.
No shit.
In Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's that weird. Yeah. Also, nice. I read a fact about him. At the end of the movie, when he opens his mouth and moths fly out, those are real moths.
Wow.
He put real moths into his fucking mouth.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for him.
That dude is dedicated to his craft.
Two more here of my strange connections. One is just, I couldn't recognize the teacher. Like, these are my real strange connections where I recognize the face and what do I know this person from. The teacher, in one scene at the beginning, Mrs. Olin is her name. She plays the head nun in The Blues Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, she's the one that they go on the mission for God
for. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So here's the real one.
Do you want to know another nun connection?
What?
What's the fat witch? What's her name?
Kathy Najimy.
Is in Sister Act.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, she
wow,
is.
Yeah, all right. And okay. So,
where does Kevin Bacon go? I'm going
Kevin Bacon's right around the corner.
So,
two more.
His dad, the main character, the kid's dad. His name is Charles Rocket. All right. So,
I know where you're going with this.
It's a fake name. All right. So, he was also the villain in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm not done. So, he was on SNL, but he got fired from the show for dropping the F-bomb a lot.
He was a cast member.
Oh,
shit.
He got fired and had a brief moment with movies, which was this movie and Dumb and Dumber being like his biggest roles. So, looking at his Wikipedia page, he was part of the Rhode Island underground scene that included people like the Talking Heads frontman David Byrne and Gus Van Sant.
No shit.
Yeah. And he's also in It's Pat and Earth Girls Are Easy. I wrote it down. So then in 2005, he killed himself by setting his
throat. Wait,
I knew it! I was gonna guess it!
Yep,
that dude definitely killed himself from depression. 100. Yep.
Was gonna guess that.
He slit his own throat?
Yep.
Where are they now?
What?
So, one of these kids.
How to ruin this fucking.
Max is definitely like a heroin addict, right? Like, do we know anything about where Max ended up?
That's Lucas' segment, which actually I'm done, so let's move on.
Damn!
I do.
That was a lot of bombs dropped there.
Well, hold on, wait, you said that the witch was in SNL. So was this person.
I thought so.
So there's another.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Who was supposed to be Rosie O'Donnell was offered that role, and she turned it down because she didn't want to play a scary witch.
And now,
she's a punching bag for Donald Trump.
All right, Lucas, I want to hear what you have for us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
Okay, because my thing now is I'm going to talk about where most of the movies that we talk about are little kids involved. So
right. I want to hear how they grow up.
Here is how they grow up. And going to Max, who is Omri Katz, his only other really big movie that he had was the same year that this came out, and was Matinee. Joe Dante's Matinee. He's also the main kid in that one. It came the same year. Great movie, you haven't seen it.
I've never seen it.
It's awesome.
Okay.
And he's also really famous. The thing that he's famous for is the TV show Dallas. He was a little kid when he did that, and then the only other big thing that he did after this movie and Matinee the same year is a remake of Dallas where he just played your version.
they did that show come out again.
Oh yeah, and then he just like I think his last movie that he did was something short in 2002.
So does it say anything about whether is he alive? Does it say
drug problems?
He's just there.
Okay.
Around.
Hey, you know what? That's probably best case scenario.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We just heard. Worst story from someone else.
Anyone knowing what Bette Midler's up to? Is Bette Midler still? No, she's okay.
Because also we have one
character. She's doing just fine.
From the three kids, one of these characters, but was nominated for a Golden Globe.
For this film?
The girl, right? The love interest? Definitely her.
No, not her. The little girl.
Oh, for American Beauty.
For Ghost World.
Yeah.
Because, Thurna Birch, who we talked about, she ruined it for you. She's probably the most famous of them all because she's Jane from American Beauty. Mm-hmm. And she's also in...
We can act surprised if you want.
Whoa.
What, she's... What?
She's in American Beauty.
What?
Yes, that's the girl. The little girl. And also... The love interest, Allison, Vanessa. With a VI.
She's a babe.
She's in Eyes Wide Shut, plays a small part. She's also in the remake of The Hills Have Eyes. She's in a bunch of horrors. She's also in 40 Days and 40 Nights.
So she has like a pretty decent career. Like, not the best,
fine. And then she's also in 310 to Yuma, the remake of 310 to Yuma.
Yeah, she does.
A bunch of remakes. Like, she still makes movies. You still see her around.
Yeah, I mean, she looked familiar for sure.
Yeah, but she's not... She's never a lead, ever.
Okay.
She's always just a secondary character somewhere
else. Gotcha. She's all right.
Yeah, those are the three main ones from this movie.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for that segment.
Oh, a little Halloween tie-in. Kenny Ortega, who is the director of this, is doing, I believe it's this weekend, the live Rocky Horror Picture Show.
He's directing High School Musical.
I thought the director of this was David Krishner.
Oh, he also did Newsies.
Yeah, he does a bunch of musicals. He does a lot of musicals. That's why the witches do the weird.
He's really gay.
Wait,
His IMDb like profile picture has like an ascot. He looks like the gay director from like The Producers. Yeah.
I thought the director of this did Chucky and a few other ones. David Kirshner.
The director of this movie is Kenny Ortega.
Who is David Kirshner?
That is
someone else.
Someone else.
I swear.
No, what's weird is I read that too. He's either the guy who did one of the other movies that we're doing.
There's
later
a Chucky
this month.
Connection.
He's either Clockstoppers or Tall Tale. He's one or the other. Because I also, maybe he's the writer for this movie. I also read somewhere that someone produced all the Chucky movies and also did this.
Okay.
Oh, no, David Kirshner. He's the writer for Hocus Pocus. And yes, he's produced a lot of the Chucky
which
movies.
Which is weird, in my opinion, that you can write Hocus Pocus.
Oh, he only does.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Wolfgang Petersen when we're talking about Neverending Story. Does he, he's only children's movie.
Okay.
Everything else he wrote is just R-rated drama stories.
Yeah, David Kirshner, the writer, also did Pagemaster, which you
know. No shit!
Oh,
wow.
Shit, I love Pagemaster.
He wrote that. It's weird because like his whole filmography is either just like really, really safe children's movies, like An American Tale, Pagemaster, like Curious George, or it's like hard R, like Frailty and like Seed of Chucky and stuff. So he's like, he's just back and forth between those two worlds.
Wow.
Oh, right. Christina, we already did the Neverending Story.
Go back. Christine, look back.
It's not filmed.
I thought you were a fan.
So I want to ask you guys.
Just check it out.
This is getting a little long. It's fine, though. It's a Halloween special.
And people love this film, I think.
Yeah,
aside
exactly.
From us.
They want to hear.
No, we'll talk about this.
So I brought it up to you guys a little bit. But so what I want to figure out is the perfect amount of beer to drink for this movie. So, like, let me just throw it out there. For this movie, I give this... If you want to enjoy this movie to its maximum potential, 3 beers.
Yes, I agree.
I would even say 2. I actually really did enjoy this movie.
I was going to go with 4. And this movie felt long to me.
So the number is 3. So if you want to watch this movie, get 3 beers.
So
per person, might I add.
Can I bring up an unanswered question of this movie? Because it kind of bothered me.
Have you asked the question?
No. At first I laughed and I was like, well, what happened to them? There are 3 little girls who are trick-or-treating, and when the witches are at
the brooms.
Yeah. When the witches are at, you know, quote-unquote, like Satan's house, they're like, oh, broomsticks. Now, A, these girls are just straight-up stealing motherfucking broomsticks.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
It's nothing. But they also, they get on them, and immediately there's like that whoosh sound, and they fly away.
Wait, really?
I hope that's what the sequel's about.
I did
they get on
that.
Them, they fly away, and it never comes back.
I didn't
so they're just... That's why the witches have to fly, like, the vacuum cleaner.
I didn't know they flew away.
Those little girls... And if you notice,
sound effect.
The little girls are also dressed like witches, and they're dressed in the same
colors.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
They knew.
But they fly away on these brooms, and it never goes back to them. We haven't talked about Billy Butcherson head. What's his name?
Billy Butcherson. I remember him from when I was like, that was one of the
seasons.
He's
a zombie that they bring back to do the
bidding. Again, he is Sarah Jessica Parker's ex-lover who was...
Oh, I thought it was the main Witcher's
ex-lover. It was Ben Miller's ex-lover, but he fell in love with Sarah Jessica Parker, and that's why Ben Miller cursed him to become that... Like, Ben Miller killed him for that reason, because he fell in love with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
And that's why he became a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Who I kind of feel... I feel bad for at the end.
Oh, that's why he becomes good.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah, but then he's just like, oh, they're like, enjoy your nap. He's like, whoa, and then just falls back into his grave.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like that.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
And Binks, we haven't really talked about the cat. There's a talking cat in this movie, and we haven't fucking talked about it.
We're missing. Same cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And that's not... Is that,
no,
that's, shut
no,
up.
That's
say, shut true. The fuck up. That'd be great.
We're missing DJ.
Same train cat.
That's where we're missing DJ to bring the cat into the conversation more often.
But yeah, there is a talking cat throughout this entire fucking movie, because the witches curse him in 1693.
And did anyone... The last line in this movie is from the cat. Did any of you...
What do you say?
No.
Got the line.
No, what did
he
say?
No, because I wrote it down because I thought it was hilarious.
I'm with you always, and I was like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, he says... he's talking to...
Can we just take a guess at what the last line is? Lee, go.
I thought it was, I'll be with you always.
Eric, what's the last line of the movie?
I'll be with you always? I don't know, I can't think.
Tyler Durden is the narrator.
Because like when the end of the movie, the cat just joins his sister, and then when they're walking away, she says, why did you took it so long? And he says, I had to wait 300 years for a virgin to light a candle.
Yeah.
Fade out. And the movie's over. So the movie ends with a virgin joke.
Classic, dude.
Yeah, you're right.
It was actually pretty funny.
And then
during
the credits, the bullies are still in the cage.
Yes, they are still in the cage.
Here's my other question, too. So at the end, the witches have to suck some children's life, which is weird because at one point she's just like, I'm going to suck you. And it's like, ugh. But right, she's grabbing a teenage boy like, let me suck ya. But if the sun comes up, it's too late. And if they get trapped in the sun, kind of vampire-esque, they're in trouble. But at the end of the movie, they're in the graveyard, they're fighting with the kids, and the sun rises. And the two sisters, Sarah Jessica Parker and the other one, explode into like, sparkles. Yeah. But Bette Midler turns into a statue and then explodes.
I mean, she is definitely powerful.
That's what it is.
She's powerful. Wise. She's wise.
There's your answer. There's no reason to go beyond that from the movie.
Apparently, if you want to see said statue of Bette Midler, you can go to Florida and you can go to Planet Hollywood restaurant. And
it's there. Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah, wow.
Let's, we get a
road
picture.
Trip. Give us money.
A GoFundMe.
Give us money and we'll take pictures of it for you guys.
Interesting.
Yeah, she turns into a statue and explodes.
It's 100% unnecessary, but visually I like it.
Yeah, it's fine because she's holding him and, you know, she turns into a statue.
It's a good climax scene.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yes.
Does it hold up?
We've talked about so much and so little at the same time.
Right? Because there's the details of this.
Because it also has that has that false ending. Oh, we didn't even talk about... Okay, they put these bitches into an oven
that's
in the school and they burn them.
Why is there an oven in the school?
Ceramics class.
That's what I thought, but...
That's not even... Oven is the wrong word.
There was a name on the door that says... That tries to explain...
Spoiler room.
No, it's an incinerator. First of all, like it has a steel, like, Sweeney Todd door where they burn,
the scene
like,
before that, they're not even at the school. The woman, or the girl just says, like, I have an idea, and all of a sudden, they're
just
at the school.
I assume it's because the other one sniffs out children.
Yeah,
they break in.
And I guess the witches...
Yeah, and he does, yeah, and they kind of trick them into the incinerator.
And then they
just
burn
alive.
Which
is a good
plan. And then it ends. Oh, they just come back.
The book.
Oh, they open the book.
Which we have
for no reason.
The book opens.
No.
They want to see if they can bring the cat back to
him.
Like,
I had the immortal boy. I looked away for like a minute and I didn't know why they opened the book.
Banks to become Mike to go to sleep.
I'm asking because I genuinely forgot. They burn them and they turn into, there's like a smoke that comes out of the incinerator. How do they come back after that?
The smoke just comes back down.
Because
they just
for that one night they're immortal.
For the one night they're immortal.
Yeah, they
reverse the footage.
And the book we haven't talked about either, which is essentially it's the Necronomicon from like Evil Dead.
It's
like skin and it's sewed together and it has an eyeball.
With them.
Yeah, it's a magic alive. The book is alive.
Why? And how about Binks is like an immortal child?
Yeah.
Can you hear me that, Eric?
Who's stuck in a cat's body forever?
Yes.
Yeah, and like the one girl wants to have him as a pet. And it's just like, he's a man.
He's a man pet.
He's a denizen
now. He's a slave.
Oh.
Well, but really, she's like, I'm going to feed you, my grandchildren are going to feed you, and you'll always be a cat. And he's like, I want to die.
I don't think which is, ultimately, that's the gift that they give him.
Yes.
It's like, they're like, oh, you can die now. And he becomes a ghost with
really
his dead
there.
Sister. Yeah.
He moves along.
So I feel like I've pretty much talked about everything.
So it doesn't hold up, Eric. Because there is a stigma around this film. Kind of like Christmas Story, there's a stigma around the Christmas Story.
Oh!
Do you...
Real quick.
Is there a Christmas Story reference?
Close. The closest tie I have is...
Santa Claus in the movie.
There's also... I don't know what it is with this neighborhood. It must be like somewhere in the LA vicinity. But there's a house that they're dancing and celebrating in. It is also the Christmas Vacation house. It is the Griswold... family house.
God bless you.
Is that on IMDb?
It is on the IMDb trivia.
Okay, awesome, cool. Alright, so here's my answer. I didn't like this movie that much as a kid. I felt kind of the same way. I don't want to rewatch this movie anytime soon. I'm going to say that it's not that it holds up to what I remember it being, and that I didn't like it. I'm not impressed by it now. I'm going to say this is a pass for me.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised. Chris?
I mean, we talked a lot about it. We had a lot of fun with it, but at the end of the day, I didn't really care.
Chris?
Sure. I'm kind of on. I'm on the same train as Eric.
Wow.
Okay. I don't have a. I don't have a spot in my heart for this movie because I didn't. As a kid,
I want to hate it.
Yeah, I watched scary movies as a kid, and it pissed me off that this was like the go-to Halloween movie for people because I was like,
it's a safe one.
It is. It's very safe, and I, as a kid, I get it.
I get it. That some people
totally
love
get
this.
It. And like as a and kid. I would show it to children. The movie is not. The movie is not bad. The movie is fine. It's well done. The production
does
is fine. As a movie, yeah. Am I ever gonna watch this again on Halloween? No.
So
this movie
hold
felt
up?
Bad for me.
Does it hold up?
No.
I'm gonna say,
you know
I
what?
Say,
fuck this movie. No, it doesn't hold up.
Hey, why is this given to me?
Because I'm asking the question. I'm the last one to say it now. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely had a lot of stigma with it, and but I really have to say, I love the protagonist of all
which
the. No, the boy.
I
like the actor's portrayal. I like the way
damn
that
it.
I like the way that they build him up. I think he's very uncommon for 90s films.
I didn't give two shits about that kid.
I don't know. I felt like I connected strangely with him, and so
because you're a virgin.
We all were at one point. But I mean, I don't know. There were moments of this movie that I remembered, and there were moments that I was like I was watching for the first time, and. Is it a great movie? No, but I wouldn't mind watching this every October.
See, it would bother me.
Yeah, no. So I'm gonna say it holds up, and I'm glad I watched it, which is rare, I think, so far for the series. So yes, it holds up. I like it. Bicycles play a big part in this and Clock Stopper, so can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah. Are bikes important in this?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he gets around. Cause,
yeah. Yeah.
So yes, it holds up.
Lucas.
I agree with Lee. I think it holds up. I had more fun than I expected to have it with the movie. I would easily watch it again. I was never bored with the movie. The movie was fine. The jokes landed. Sarah Jessica Park, hot.
It's not brilliant.
Worth it. No. There's nothing clever about it, but it does what it wants to do, and it does it well. And I think it holds up.
Sarah Jessica Parker was there.
We don't have she's many split one. Films.
She's
right?
Hanging on the fence.
This is,
I think
this
half.
Is, yeah, this is split.
Yeah. If okay. My final word on it is like, I would much rather watch Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
we should watch that movie. So we need to watch that and
Pagemaster. Which one is better? We're not.
I know.
We're not
I'm just saying, if I'm picking a movie from the same era as each other movie,
that's not the same era.
I would choose Nightmare Before Christmas.
Sure.
It's a way better movie.
Even Casper.
Yeah, I think
also we got a review on iTunes that wants us to watch The Sandlot, so that's probably going to be coming up.
Not a bad one. No. That's a good summer one, but you know.
I'm excited to talk about The Sandlot.
Yeah. To all the listeners, let us know if you do you love.
So much you love.
And Eric, do you have any listener mail this evening?
I do. I have one from James in Connecticut. James just writes in and just says, "I love your show." He just says keep doing
you.
It, and that he's going to recommend it to all his friends.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much it. So thank you very much. If you want to write in, we will be happy to read it on air. ThrowbackTheaterPodcast@gmail.com.
And we also are going to be streaming our videos, so please, we'll try to give
you
a heads up.
Here's the thing, we're going to be announcing that. I'm going to try to use, because when you write something on Facebook, Facebook's algorithm doesn't want to show that to people, so we have a Twitter now. So,
God bless Twitter. They're actually like canning 90% of their staff today.
Really?
They're closing Vine down.
Twitter.
Yes.
About goddamn time.
Yeah. But all right, so they're just refining it and making it even better is what they're trying to do. So if you don't know what movies, we're going to be posting our movies. We're going to be posting our calendar and everything like that on Twitter. So follow us at, it's just Throwback Feet. Yeah, like I couldn't get the ER on there, Throwback Feet. And let us know there.
I put a spell on. And now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying.
No! Don't listen to them!
Been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you.
Good joke. Happy Halloween.
Thanks a lot.
No, man, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You got it ahead of you.
I'm not kidding.
Come on.
All right. Yeah,
here,
let's go, guys.
Hello, sailor.
Make more potion because we have the money.
We have the time.